Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed, or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
I would love to go on vacation, but I don't want to leave our Charlie behind.
I agree. I heard that the magazine Fido Friendly lists places where you can stay with your pet. They also offer reviews so you have an idea about pet policy to include any restrictions, fees, and what pet amenities to expect.
That's, dare I say, possum. What are we waiting for?
I'm way ahead of you. I just logged on to FidoFriendly.com and found a 4-star resort. Hilton Santa Fe Resort and Spa at Buffalo Thunder in New Mexico.
Charlie agrees. When do we leave?
As soon as you can pack your bags. It's off to adventure with Charlie, thanks to Fido Friendly Magazine. To find your next family adventure that includes your furry family friend, log on to FidoFriendly.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Well, when you think of a therapy animal, a dog comes to mind. You know, people have therapy dogs. A lot of people have therapy dogs that they pretend are therapy dogs, but they're not. But there are real ones. You know, they do that so they can take their dog wherever they want. But also horses come to mind. You don't really think about rats as being therapy animals because, you know, they've got these reputations of being a little creepy, like in the movie Willard or Ben. But it seems in the movie that Vicki Altman wants people to know is just a movie. Rats aren't terrible. They're not awful, especially domesticated rats, Altman said. She owns 8-month-old Cheyenne. It's a Japanese bred domesticated rat who curiously pops her head in and out of her pouch. The owner of Cheyenne is sharing her red eye whiskered friend with others through MoCan Pet Partners. It's a nonprofit visiting local organization and they use animals as therapy. Now, according to Altman, Cheyenne is already a hit with her little visitor kids who face medical battles of their own. She said Cheyenne passed an evaluation to become a pet partner, and she has to be handled by 3 different type of people, be around noisy situations, anything that you might encounter in a nursing home, places like the Ronald McDonald House. While Cheyenne is visiting, Altman said she keeps her on a homemade harness. And she said that Cheyenne is a sweet little rat and gets along with everyone, even her cat roommates. But most importantly, Altman said Cheyenne knows how to care. So, you know, all different kinds of animals can be therapy animals. A tailless alligator living at an animal care facility in Phoenix now has a brand new tail. Sarah Jarvis with the Core Institute says Mr. Stubbs' new appendage wasn't hard to fashion. It was made from a silicone material normally used for special effects in Hollywood, and they just fastened it to him with nylon straps.
Figuring out how to make a mold and then getting the mold and then playing with the material, and I made some little models and stuff and figured out that it's going to be pretty good for the full tail.
Animal experts say they believe Mr. Stubbs' tail was likely bitten off by another gator, and now he's being taught how to swim with his new appendage. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now. Download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Any of you who have owned pets for a while, been a guardian of pets, might have lost a pet. It happens. It can be very traumatic, very upsetting. And oftentimes you'll want to memorialize them with an urn that may sit somewhere in the house.
Or a stone in your yard, a marker.
Gravestone. Mm-hmm. This guy has a way that you could really memorialize them. Anthony Eddy is joining us. Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
You freeze-dry pets, taxidermy them, pretty much?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so
we do.
I got to ask, is this something that a lot of people do? This is actually the first time I've heard of this. I mean, I know that the deer heads that are on the wall or the falcons, but do people take their dogs and cats and taxidermy them?
Well, there's quite a few people that are doing it. It's enough that it's a large part of our business right now. We're doing about 150 to 200 pets a year, and we're talking all types of pets, from dogs and cats to alligators to iguanas. It's just a various amount of different pets that we do.
Wow.
The process is freeze drying.
That's correct.
Is that different from regular taxidermy?
Oh, yes. In freeze drying, you have to have what are freeze dry machines, which have been manufactured. And these cost about $25,000 or $30,000.
Wow.
And what makes it so popular for pets is that we don't have to disturb the pet. The pet is positioned, and then it's frozen, and then it goes in these machines. And these machines cause water to vaporize right out of the animal. And after several months, all the moisture has been removed, and therefore the pet is stable. This machine will make water act like dry ice. If you're familiar with dry ice, you know we can just put it out here on a solid floor, and it will vaporize and never go through the liquid stage. Well, with these machines, that is how it makes water behave.
Does it last? Does the pet actually last longer in this state than if it was just regular taxidermied?
Probably as well or probably longer, because we aren't disturbing the natural tissues too much.
And that can take up to a year to freeze-dry a pet?
A large dog would probably take a year. A small cat or a 10-pound, a lot of our cats weighing 10 pounds and less, will take about 5 to 6 months.
Oh, so if I drop off a cat, it's going to take a half a year for me before I even get it back. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
So I guess this is different from taxidermy. I know people complain when they have their animal taxidermy because it doesn't look right, the eyes aren't right, it's a little different, it doesn't look quite the same. But I guess this just freezes it in its natural state, so you don't have that problem?
Well, no, there is. We do get some movement around the eyes. We have to remove the natural eye because it just turns white if you try to freeze dry. And so we custom make glass eyes for cats that are custom made for us in South Dakota. And we can get them pretty close when it goes in the freeze dryer. But then after the pet comes out, we have to do final adjustments. And the way we do that, we can take 70% isopropyl alcohol and rehydrate that area some. Then we work off photographs to get back the identity of that individual pet. The facial features are still there, and people know their pets very well, so it's very important to do good work.
Yeah.
Because they know that pet very, very well, whereas a deer hunter or any other type of hunter doesn't know his specimen before it's killed. So.
How much does something like this cost?
A pet the size of a cat starts at $850, and that's for the 10 pounds. And we're currently doing a dog that's going to cost well over $7,000.
Wow.
Just because it's a big dog?
Yes, because it's a big dog. It's a Malamute and weighs 170 pounds.
Wow.
But the gentleman flew it in on a Learjet, so we thought he could probably handle it.
He can afford it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why do you do this?
Well, it's just in a natural progression of taxidermy for me. We started out doing taxidermy when I was young in my teens, and gradually I worked into doing freeze-dry for other taxidermists, and we were mainly doing turkey heads and squirrels and small mammals and things like this, and then we had a request, at some point that someone wanted a pet done. So we took it on, and the pet turned out very well. The customer was very happy. And from that point, through word of mouth, and then we've had lots of exposure to the news media, our business has grown to what it is today.
Can you make them in a certain position? Because I know my cat, for instance, lies in a certain position. Can I taxidermy him in that position?
Yes, that's the beauty of the freeze-dry process also. Since we aren't using in conventional taxidermy, we're using a mannequin that you order and buy, and you're very limited into the poses. But in freeze-dry, since we're using the real vertebra and the real muscles, we can move that cat around or a dog into various positions. So what we really like to do, and we ask our customers, is we like to have photos and reference, and we ask them, now how do you want this pet position? And oftentimes we like to work over a photo, because it's the old saying, a photo is worth a thousand words, and in our business that's surely the case.
I can't imagine, you know, having my deceased animals sitting in the corner. What do people put them in the corners of rooms, or what do they do with
in
them?
In their usually? Beds, their little dog beds.
Right, a lot of them go back in their dog beds, and the people that we work for, people that don't have it done, or a lot of people think it's very unusual and very odd, but the group that we do work for, they're extremely grateful that there is somebody out there doing this process, because they just can't stand the idea of burying their pets or having it cremated. So we're an alternative for those people.
Certainly is unique. Let me give out the website. It's www.pet-animalpreservation.com. And of course, we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. Anthony Eddy joining us. Thank you so much for spending time and telling us all about this.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Have a great day, Eddie.
You too.
Anthony Eddy.
That was interesting.
Yeah, would you do that?
Well, I only if I could, you know, have fun with it. I mean, you know, put my dog in a position that would make me laugh.
Put him in a car and roll down the window, stick his head out, and watch people.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, or he's sniffing his butt, as you know, the entire time, or something like that. Something
great for the carpool lane.
Yeah,
think about that.
Sit next to
you. Or, you know, if your wife expires and you, I mean, could you get hurt? I don't know.
How about a bunch of security? You know, like for security deterrence, you actually buy a bunch of gigantic dead dogs, freeze dry them, and put them at your gate or at the front of your house like the stone lions.
And then you move them around every once in a while.
Yeah, you move them around every...
You know what, though? The only problem with that is you'd only be able to afford little dogs. Because at seven G's, I don't need that deterrent. That's true, that's like robbing me.
You know, it'd be kind of funny, though, is to take one to like the front of a store and just sit there and go, hey, you want to pet my dog?
And I'd like to see what they look like, though. I'll be very honest with you.
Yeah, see if they really are lifelike.
Freeze-dried. That's the only thing that got freeze-dried was coffee. See?
That's what I thought.
Don't get that mixed up.
Now, if you add water, do you have a real dog again?
Oh, there you go.
The chia dog.
Check out Animal Radio Highlights, all the good stuff without the blah, blah, blah. Browse on over to animalradio.pet.
Hi, this is Brandon McMillan on Animal Radio, and be sure to adopt and not shop.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-705-1198. 800-705-1198. 800-705-1198. That's 800-705-1198.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.